Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled, drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. Welcome to episode 102, Amateur Nation, shitting on your cupcake and calling it frosting. All right, so before we get to it, quick plugs here. Please check out and subscribe to my YouTube page. Here it is here, and you can see podcast previews for past, present, and future episodes, as well as of episode 99, full episodes on video. And please download my book. It's only $4.99, 554 pages. It's called Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. It's on Amazon. And you can email me with any questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, whatever, lou@lousantini.com. Let's get to it. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation. Topic number one. All right, you know, I dream of a day when I can go 24 hours without hearing or seeing the word mask. But until then, here's a complete lack of common sense for you. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. DNR tells employees to wear masks during Zoom calls, even when they are alone at home. The head of the Department of Natural Resources is telling employees to wear masks on teleconferences, even when they're not around others, and at no risk of spreading the coronavirus. Insert, wait, what? Here. Natural Resources Secretary and complete amateur, Preston Cole, reminded employees via email, quote, wear your mask even if you are home to participate in a virtual meeting such as on Zoom or another video conferencing platform by non-DNR staff, Cole told his employees. Set the safety example, which shows you as a DNR public service employee care about the safety and health of others. Are you a team player? Will you do something completely illogical and stupid and lacks common sense to show that you're stupid and lack common sense and a team player? A woman by the name of Nasia Safdar, hope I'm saying her name correctly, the medical director of infection control at University of Wisconsin Health said, quote, this amateur is a complete fucking moron. Oh, wait, no, sorry, that's what she should have said. What she actually said is still good. She said, quote, from a medical perspective, masks need to be worn at home only in limited situations, such as to protect people if someone living with them has COVID-19. Beyond that, there is not a reason to routinely wear a mask in your home if that risk isn't there, she said. Safdar said wearing a mask on a Zoom call may be a way to show support for the idea, but, quote, in general, I would tie mask use to transmission risk, and that doesn't seem to be a good reason to wear it. A good reason? How about a completely illogical, insulting, oppressive, wrong reason? But sheeple's gonna sheep. Okay, so on a related note, I was thinking about this without getting too sappy here and playing the victim type, which I'm not. We don't talk to each other anymore, right? Face to face, not even on the phone. If we meet face to face, we text other people that are not in the room, that are not there in our presence. If we do get a call, what do? We let it go right to voicemail. Sometimes we return that call, sometimes we don't. We say, oh, I never got it. And if we get a text we don't even want, we just say we never saw it or, again, never got it. And now they want us to cover our mouths and stand 6 feet apart. Fauci has even mentioned wearing goggles. The world's going to die of loneliness. If it's possible to die of loneliness, the world is fast-tracked to do just that. We use contact-free delivery. We order everything online and have it delivered, even pre-pandemic. Why meet in person when FaceTime or Zoom will get it done? And you wonder why we're all depressed, have anxiety. And by the way, I don't mean all, but you know what I mean. Why depression and anxiety and suicides are sky high. Why addiction to opioids are sky high. Enough of this shit. And enough of the shutdowns. Save the earth. Save humanity. And if you're driving with a mask while alone, or if you're home alone wearing a mask, or as Dr. Fauci said, you're having sex while wearing a mask, or doing a Zoom meeting with a mask on, I'll say it, you died a long time ago, long before the pandemic, and currently you're just running out the clock. Enough. Enough with this shutdowns. Enough with the masks. Use your head. You know the numbers are inflated and or are inaccurate. You know the shutdowns are unjust and arbitrary and have no science or common sense or logic behind them. We've talked about this with a million different examples on this show. And by the way, this show is one of tens of thousands of shows and posts on social media pointing out the lack of reasoning, the lack of science, the lack of common sense, the arbitrariness, and the illogical shutdowns and how some things are shut down, some are not. There are warriors out there who are defying the mandates. When was the last time you saw someone cough in public? Even before the pandemic? When? And I realize, of course, spit and saliva flies out of your mouth even as I'm talking right now into this microphone relatively quietly. I get that. And when was the last time you stood closer than 6 feet to someone? Even pre-pandemic? Obviously, friends and family, that's different, people that you know. But strangers, you shouldn't be that close to a stranger to begin with. And if you did see someone cough, when was the last time you saw someone cough without covering their mouth, unless they were a small child? It's getting ridiculous. Not getting, it has been. Topic number two. Back when the local 11 o'clock news was a thing and had credibility and people literally watched the news for, information and actual news rather than bias, opinion, and censorship, every now and then, you'd see one of these teasers on the day that went something like, your yogurt can kill you tonight at 11, right? And then you would go on to live the rest of your day in fear of your yogurt, waiting to be, waiting for your yogurt to pounce on you or poison you or take your wallet, whatever. And of course, as I mentioned last week, since Lysol spray now is as rare as toilet paper was in March, hand sanitizer is back. Yeah, we're not getting jerked around at all, are we? We're not getting jerked around, and this isn't a complete hoax. And now this article from Newsweek.com. FDA announces new deadly toxin found in hand sanitizers, adding to recalls. The article says it's been almost 2 months since the U.S. Food and Drug Administration began recalls of hand sanitizers because certain products contained methanol, also known as wood alcohol. Since then, more than 100 hand sanitizers have been recalled. And by that, I mean 100 brands. The FDA on Wednesday announced another toxin that can be as deadly as methanol. The toxin is called 1-propanol, which can depress the central nervous system. The FDA stated some products are labeled to contain ethanol or isopropyl alcohol, but have tested positive for 1-propanol contamination. A woman by the name of Aileen Holmes, a clinical associate professor at the Rutgers University School of Nursing, told Newsweek that the recall is because, quote, a deliberate decision has been made to substitute methanol for ethanol by manufacturers. Adding methanol and ethanol are both alcohols, but methanol is highly toxic and can cause death, seizure, and blindness if ingested. It's also toxic and with prolonged exposure through the skin. And I've mentioned before that all of this has created a nation of people with OCD, germaphobes, and hypochondriacs now. So far, 8 people have died in the U.S. this year after ingesting hand sanitizers contaminated with methanol, Newsweek reported. This is tragic, this is needless, and of course it is stupid. But we should probably shut down the entire planet now because 8 people ingested hand sanitizer that was poorly and incorrectly and deliberately poorly made. Patrick Penfield, a professor of supply chain management at Syracuse University's Whitman School of Management, says the reason some suppliers are substituting the toxic substance in products is to keep up with the demand and to cut down on costs. Sure, let's cut corners on the very thing that's supposed to save our lives. Some U.S. retail and distribution companies started importing hand sanitizers from Mexico due to this shortage. Penfield said a number of Mexican hand sanitizer companies had difficulty procuring ethyl alcohol or isopropyl alcohol because of worldwide demand. The price of this ingredient has skyrocketed and lead times have doubled. So in order to meet hand sanitizer demand from the U.S., some Mexican manufacturers started replacing ethyl alcohol with methanol in order to keep prices low and to supply their customers. Feel safer now? You know, anytime someone tells me to stay safe, that's what you want to be staying safe from. Being poisoned by companies that are cutting corners just to fill a bottle and fill a shelf. Now, I'm sure some amateur will cite racism because I mentioned Mexico here, but remember, A, it's Newsweek's story, not mine, and just because you mentioned where something happens does not make it racist. Kind of like, citing the fact that the coronavirus came from China doesn't make you racist citing facts. It doesn't mean you hate or discriminate against Chinese people, but pros already know this. Amateurs do not. Consumers who have any products on the do not use list or potentially has methanol or 1-propanol should quit using them immediately and get rid of them through a hazardous waste container. You know, that hazardous waste container that you have laying around your house? The agency recommends to not wash them down the drain. As if you didn't have enough problems. Now you get to go out in public and try to find a hazardous waste container while wearing your mask and standing 6 feet apart to get rid of the deadly hand sanitizer that you paid your good money for, waited for, and now may kill you. The FDA said the biggest issues with the products are young children accidentally ingesting the toxin or adults and adolescents who will drink it as a substitute for alcohol. I'll say it, if you're dumb enough to drink hand sanitizer as a substitute for alcohol, you're not only an amateur, but you get what you get. On animal tests, 1-propanol is 2 to 4 times as potent to the central nervous system as ethanol, or normal alcohol. Symptoms of exposure to 1-propanol include confusion, well, you just described every amateur, decreased consciousness, and slowed pulse and breathing, you know, dying. For the complete list of hand sanitizers that could kill you, just go to this address that I'm going to put on the screen here, which I shortened via Bitly. Now, normally, since some of my audience listen to this show rather than watch it for the adult situations, kidding, I was going to add to the copy here, and if you're listening to the show, Google Newsweek hand sanitizer recall. However, when I did that, this latest update came up. Also from Newsweek. You ready to get more tense? Prepare to clench buttocks in 3, 2, 1. Toxic hand sanitizer recall due to deliberate decision by manufacturers to cut costs. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recalled more than 100 hand sanitizers due to their toxicity, and experts say it is because manufacturers have deliberately substituted ingredients that are harmful in order to cut costs. And by the way, have you seen the class action lawsuit against the makers of Zantac? Have you seen that? I've seen the commercial a dozen times. The over-the-counter heartburn medication. I know I've taken it in the past. I don't get heartburn or stomach upset maybe once a year, so I'm not really worried about it. And the last time I took Zantac was probably 5 years ago. But between the shortcuts with hand sanitizers that can kill you and the fact that the FDA approved a deadly heartburn medication, why would I rush out to get a vaccine that has no data regarding long-term effects, side effects? Oh, wait, that's right, for communist control. Tell you what, you figure out how to, figure out over-the-counter antacids. Let me wait 5 years or so to see how many people die or turn into creatures from I Am Legend, and then maybe I'll consider it. Maybe. Topic number 3. You know, the show is going on its second year, and new viewers who haven't caught up or read my book still may not know what makes an amateur and amateur, whether it's a person or event or an action. And thus, my review from my book, Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners and Social Skills, I give you the 30 truths about amateurs. Now, as I run down this list, see who in your life or in the news, what person, celebrity, group of people, or companies qualify for amateur status or perpetuate it. And here they are, the 30 truths about amateurs in no particular order. Here we go. Number one, amateurs seek constant attention. Example, anyone on speakerphone holding it out in front of their face like a pizza while in public. Number two, amateurs want to be left alone. For example, anyone on speakerphone holding it out in front of their face like a pizza while in public, after you've asked them to shut the hell up. Number three, amateurs want recognition and praise for doing anything and everything. See any and all virtue signalers, including the Hollywood elite, week two of the pandemic with their very poorly made, half-assed, thrown together Twitter video with John Lennon's song Imagine that has been shot down by everyone as the biggest virtue signaling of all time. Not to mention, it's kind of embarrassing and makes you feel uncomfortable when you watch it, especially now. To that point, look how fast they jumped on that. Look how fast they jumped on that, and here we are 6 months later. Kind of a non-event, unlike We Are the World, Hands Across America, Live Aid, Farm Aid, you know, real social change, things that made a difference, that gave back to the community, that took planning and real talent and time. Number four, amateurs want what they want, how they want it, and when they want it. See All Rioters. Number five, amateurs want it now. See All Rioters. And I love this video here. Apparently, it's one collective knee and one collective neck. Good grammar. Number six, amateurs are fragile and easily offended. See All Snowflakes. Number seven, amateurs accuse first and ask no questions later. Number eight, amateurs never apologize. This is a big one, especially now. Amateurs have a right to blank. And by that I mean, whatever it is, shy of murder or a major felony, I have a right to tear down this statue, burn down a police precinct, beat up police officers, throw a brick through your window, assault random strangers, graffiti everything, destroy public and private property. I have a right to, because this is my free speech. Number 10, amateurs hate to suffer alone. Number 11, amateurs think no one is special and everyone should be treated equally at all times, regardless of circumstance. There's a couple words for that. Number 12, amateurs are special. Number 13, amateurs reserve the right to make a scene if you don't understand this list about them. Number 14, amateurs believe social media is truth and the real world. Number 15, amateurs are afraid to just be. See, any and all amateurs who, for example, bust out their phones the second they sit down at a restaurant, trying to get selfies and take pictures of their food and put on that big show how they're living their best life and having a great time at Denny's. Number 16, amateurs cannot be alone. Number 17, amateurs hate work. Number 18, amateurs hate to compete. They want everything given to them. Everyone gets a trophy. Number 19, amateurs practice autolatry daily. You know what autolatry is? The worship of oneself, because they're all special. Everyone in amateur nation is special, except everyone, because we're not special. We're all the same. What, you can't keep up with that logic? Number 20, amateurs hate privacy. And this is more evident than ever, because every single person on this planet, especially in the U.S., is paying for it, thanks to amateurs posting every minutia of their lives on social media. Number 21, amateurs will always try to abuse the system. Example, illogical, illegal, and arbitrary mask mandates. Number 22, amateurs need constant support, reassurance, and praise. Number 23, amateurs are loud. Number 24, amateurs are depressed. See, more Americans than ever, thanks to quarantine, arbitrary shutdowns, and being denied simple social interaction. Number 25, amateurs are lonely. Number 26, amateurs peaked a long time ago and really have nothing going on in their lives right now. This is why they have no problem screaming at random pros for not wearing their masks. It's assumed power. It finally gives them the power they've never had in their lives. Number 27, amateurs are bored. See number 26. Number 28, amateurs are unfulfilled. See number 26 and 27. Number 29, amateurs must get recognition for doing things or else they never happened. See all virtue signalers. And number 30, amateurs need followers to live. Time now for some quickies. You ready? You know, I didn't think any jingle could make me more hostile than the one for Liberty Mutual, but then came MyPillow. I mean, look, this guy's a good American and his story is inspirational, but that jingle, it's gotta go. So let me get this straight. Amateurs are protesting in person against voting in person during a pandemic, which is the very reason they supposedly live in fear. Oh, sorry, this just in. Breaking news. Dr. Keebler L. Fauci says you should wear your mask in the shower and when you are in your coffin. And make sure your coffin is at least 6 feet away from other coffins. Time now for three pro things. Three things that are done right. Number one. All right, number one is Queen of the South. This is on Netflix. I just stumbled upon it. Originally, it was on the USA Network. I love me some Alice Braga. Wow, is that woman good looking. And great actress, too. I liked her. She's one of those actresses, the first time I saw her, maybe she'd done other things before I Am Legend with Will Smith, but I remember seeing her. I was watching the movie by myself, and I'm like, who is this, and how do I get to meet her? Alice Braga, quick synopsis, she gets sucked into moving money for the Mexican drug dealers and then meets the love of her life, who happens to be connected to a very highly powerful Mexican drug cartel. He gets killed. I'm not ruining the series by telling you that. And the crap this woman goes through every episode, I'm just finishing season one. She's as tough as nails, but her character also shows some very subtle moments of humanity, which is kind of refreshing. And that leads me to pro thing number two. Speaking of powerful women, here's an action movie that I stumbled upon literally by accident. I was flipping through Netflix and I hit play by mistake. The movie's called Point Blank. I turned this on by accident, and what started off as kind of a cheesy premise in the beginning all of a sudden became kind of a buddy picture, like a Lethal Weapon, which also became kind of a fish out of water movie plus an action movie. Now, here's why the movie, in my opinion, is a standout, because who plays the bad guy? Well, it's not a guy at all, but rather a very accomplished actress, Marsha Gay Harden. She's mean, but not over the top. She's not trying to, you know, I will rule the world and I will crush you. And she's not playing any stereotypes. There are no catchphrases, no stereotypical actions or catchphrases from past movie villains. She's just corrupt. She's evil and she's ruthless. And no, you don't root for her like many other action movie villains. She's not ripped with giant fake boobs while wearing a leotard and a cape. Sorry, Marvel fans. She just gets it done. Again, Point Blank. Check it out. Number three. Number three is Bastille whiskey. Here it is right here. I'm holding it up and I'll show you a photo too. I know whiskey purists hate blends, but often when they're not cheap, they're pretty tasty. And I stumbled upon this one while looking for a new whiskey to try. It says right on the bottle, handmade and finished in French limousine oak casks. I have those at my house right now, next to my hazardous waste containers. But look, again, for under $35 a bottle, Bastille handcrafted rare whiskey, I recommend it. All right, so please download my book on Amazon, subscribe to my YouTube page, and you can hear the show on 14 podcast platforms and see it right here on YouTube every Sunday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.